Maitreya is getting the United Nations attention, but not for good reasons. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're continuing our countdown to the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday. And today's focus is the church in Eritrea. Then we'll also share some real-life ways that you can be an ambassador for hope in your circles of influence. First, Eritrea is in the spotlight again with the United Nations because of a call to justice over crimes against humanity. It's also a country notorious for the persecution of Christians. But are those issues connected? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says yes.
Just the basic lack of respect for human rights by the Eritrean regime, that affects not only religious persecution, it affects other human rights issues and abuses as well. So yeah, they certainly are linked together.
It's a small country on the Horn of Africa, and the evangelical community went underground in 2002 and remains there today. Believers arrested at that time are still in prison, yet to be charged. Nettleton leads us in prayer.
Father, I want to lift up our brothers and sisters in Eritrea. I think of so many of them who are in prison today. Lord, somehow supernaturally encourage them through your Holy Spirit. Allow them to know that people are praying for them. And Father, I pray for their families. In many cases, they haven't seen them the entire time they've been in prison. Just encourage them. And Father, we also want to pray for the persecutors. We want to pray that you will have your messengers in the right place at the right time to reach the hearts of people who need you in Eritrea. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Next up, Venezuela. It isn't often found in North American headlines, but it should be. The South American country is a mess, and its people are facing significant need. Transworld Radio's Jim Munger explains.
What's happening in Venezuela is a combination of political and economic factors that have brought the country to its knees. Venezuela is heavily dependent on the export of petroleum. It has one of the largest deposits of petroleum in the world, and they've become very dependent on that. In the last year or so, the prices for petroleum worldwide have dropped considerably, so all of their planning based on a certain level of income has collapsed. The economy has been struggling now for quite some time. Then layered on top of that are several years of a government that has a weak opposition.
Not only is the country facing numerous shortages, it's also facing unrest. But Transworld Radio is helping offer this country hope through its gospel broadcasts. So if you would, ask God to touch hearts in Venezuela. Pray for peace, restoration, and that as people seek answers to life's tough questions, they find God. And finally, yesterday we talked about the United Nations presidential election and our nation's crisis of hope in its wake. Today, we want to look at some tangible, real-life examples of how we can be ambassadors of Christ's hope to others. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Ron Hutchcraft gives the example of social media.
Facebook is a battlefield right now, and it's a political battlefield, and it's a very opinionated battlefield. And the fact is, like on social media, in our everyday demeanor with people, we ought to be the person who lives like we know who is really in charge. Whoever's in the White House, God is on the throne.
When we meditate on hope in God's sovereignty and promises, it frees us to have thoughtful conversations laced with truth and love. It also frees us to choose actions and words that share the hope we have in Christ.
I think one of the great things for a believer to do is to be the one who prays with people about their concerns.
Pray for our churches to embrace unity in Christ and for our communities to experience the transformational power of the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.